Okay, so should we cheer for teams that have, like, I don't know, the word devil in it or the devil represented in some way?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, we can't take this lightly at all. You know, Luke 16 verses 24 through 25. Sorry, I'm looking at my wrong question here, I think. No, I got it. All right. 16, 24 through 25. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue because I am agony in this fire." So I know that for me, I can't cheer for a team that has devils in the name or a mascot or anything, because hell is real. I mean, like we just talked about demon possession. It is a real thing. Hell is a real place, a place of fire and torment. I mean, like, I think of the old Warner Brothers cartoons that depicts the devil as some kind of cutesy, character dressed in red and has a pitchfork. He's not to be taken lightly. He's the one who appears actually as an angel of light to deceive. And then as 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Mm. You know, this, I mean, like, it's kind of like I said, our other question about demon possession. You know, you cast him out in Jesus' name only. I mean, like, when it comes to demons and devils and all that kind of stuff, Acts 19, verse 14 through 16, I referenced this in the last question. Seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. So basically trying to copy the whole casting out demons. One day the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know and Paul I know about, but who are you?" Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. Mm-hmm. So this is not something trivial to be trifled with. I think of that board game Ouija again. I mean, like, just should be burned. I mean, like, it's toying with things that people don't really understand.
Well, and I think that a lot of times we don't make the connection. Like, if there was someone that you knew, like, maybe I shouldn't give this example, but if there was someone that was a physical person that was going around maiming every single person you loved, like, they were, like, just doing terrible, unspeakable evil.
Yep.
You know what? If someone named a sports team after them, you would be livid. You would be livid. But yet that is nothing in compared to what the enemy of our souls does to every single person, like, tries to through his, devices and kingdom every single day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
so, like, just don't take it lightly. We're not going to glorify the devil also and talk about, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, like, we have to know our enemy. We have to be ready for spiritual battle. Mm-hmm. Paul talks about that, putting on the, spiritual armor daily so that we're ready to, defend against his attacks. But we also have two weapons. We have the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we have prayer. Mm. So those two combined overcome the enemy.